The Palestinian militant group Hamas has said that Israeli military plans to conquer Gaza City showed Israel's blatant disregard for efforts to broker a ceasefire and hostage release deal made by mediators in the Middle East during the nearly two-year conflict. The Israeli military said it's begun the first stages of its planned assault on Gaza City. A spokesperson said the army had already taken control of the outskirts of the city. Meanwhile, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and for Israel to reverse the decision to expand a major settlement project in the occupied West Bank. Speaking in Japan, he said it was vital to avoid death and destruction and said the settlement would pose an existential threat to a future Palestinian state, and he called for a two-state solution.
The decision by the Israeli authorities to expand illegal settlement construction, which would divide the West Bank, must be reversed. All settlement construction is a violation of international law.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance said European countries will have to pay the lion's share of costs for Ukraine's security guarantees. It comes as President Donald Trump appears to want to shift more responsibility for the costs of ending the war to European allies. Mr. Vance said he did not think the US should carry the burden and that President Trump expects Europe to play the leading role. He added that it was clear Europe had to step up for its own security.
Look, the United States is open to having the conversation, but we're not going to make commitments until we figure out what's going to be necessary to stop the war in the first place. And I think that it's, you know, the president is very good. He never takes anything off the table. He never puts anything fully on the table because he doesn't want to give away his leverage. And this is the private conversation that we're all going to have about what's necessary to stop the war. But no matter what happens, no matter what form this takes, the Europeans are going to have to take the lion's share of the burden.
The Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, has announced that an RSV immunisation programme will run throughout the forthcoming winter months. The immunisation will be offered in maternity hospitals to all babies born between September 1st this year and February 28th next year. It'll also be available to babies aged less than 6 months old on the 1st of September to offer them protection ahead of the expected seasonal upsurge in infection with RSV in the coming months. The trade union Forza has described as indefensible the exclusion of many school secretaries and caretakers from access to a public service pension and public sector terms of employment. Indefinite strike action by 2,600 workers and union members is scheduled to begin next week. The union said it had advised the Department of Education that it remains available for meaningful talks on terms for public service status and pension inclusion. Schools outside of the state's education and training board sector will be affected if it goes ahead. In the United States, the lower house in the U.S. state of Texas has approved a bitterly divisive bill redrawing electoral boundaries in a way that favors the Republican majority. The new map is designed to switch 5 seats in the narrowly divided U.S. Congress from the Democrats to the Republicans in midterm elections next year. Republicans argued the map was created to improve political performance, while Texas Democrats raised multiple objections about the measure. Todd Hunter, a Republican politician, defended the bill, calling it straightforward.
You want transparency? Here's the U.S. Supreme Court legal transparency. The underlying goal of this plan is straightforward: improve Republican political performance.
A judge in the United States has rejected the Trump administration's request to release grand jury transcripts from the criminal case against sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The judge said the government had failed to prove there were any special circumstances that would justify unsealing what are normally secret records. The Department of Justice had sought the release of the transcripts to help diffuse anger among President Donald Trump's supporters over what they have long seen as a cover-up of Epstein's crimes. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Dry in most areas today with limited sunny spells developing and the chance of the odd light shower, mainly in the north and west. Highest temperatures of 17 to 22 degrees in a light variable breeze.